Hey girl, hey, welcome back to Tia P Talks, the podcast. This is your host, Tia P. I'm a speaker and an author, but I am most known as the International Comeback Coach. Why? Because I teach women how to transform their life-altering setbacks into a world-changing success story. After surviving over 5 years of homelessness and spiraling in seemingly never-ending toxic relationships, I am on a quest to help women discover their purpose so they can turn them into profitable opportunities. To date, I have mentored over 500 women in the area of brokenness, toxic relationships, and online business. Whether it's homelessness, toxic relationships, or life-altering setbacks, or tragedies, honey, I can coach you on how to soar above it all. I definitely want to take this time to appreciate all of those that have been hanging with me on a regular, and if it's your first time, I want to thank you, because you could be listening to anything in the world right now, but you decide to come and hang out with your girl for a while. So I definitely do appreciate you, and I want to let you know that you're the bomb, girl. I hope and pray that you have had an amazing December and that you've had the best holiday ever. But let me just give you a little rundown on what's been going on in my world. So last month, I went to the beautiful island of Jamaica in the Grand Cayman Islands on a cruise. But guess what? I got sick. And I had bronchitis, asthma, and they even said I was having bouts with COPD. But thank God I got better, because listen, I did not feel like I was going to get better, and I definitely felt like I was going to be leaving up out of this world. I never felt that bad in my whole entire life. But through much prayer, rest, and medication, I was able to get back. But not even a week after that, I had to head out again because I had to go and see about my grandmother. I was with her for nearly a month, actually. So my 84-year-old grandma had a pretty severe stroke and was on life support in a vegetative state. That means no responding at all. The doctor told us that we needed to prepare to make a life-changing decision because she would not make it out. And if she did, she would never be the same. But we are truly a family that prays. I hopped on social media to reach out to you all for help praying as well. I got a ton of responses, emails, and texts. I drove from Tennessee to Illinois to be with my family and support them in whatever way I could. We had to make some pretty tough decisions, but they seem to have been the best, because I'm glad to report that my grandma has been off of life support and breathing on her own. She is moving her limbs, opening her eyes, and responding to commands. And basically everything they said she would never do again, she's doing it. The doctors were blown away and honestly can't believe she is recovering and doing it so fast. So if you're been praying for her, I definitely do appreciate you, and I want to thank you. But also, I want to solicit you to continue to pray, because this is a marathon and not a sprint. My grandmother has a solid relationship with Jesus Christ, and he has showed her so much favor throughout these years, and I'm confident that she will make a full recovery. But I really want to give a huge shout out to my team. Every day they contacted me to check on me. Yeah, to check on me and not just business. And they took on all of my tasks so I could be worry-free. They prayed with me and for me. And because of that, I gave them 5 times the Christmas bonus I had planned for them. You have no idea how good it felt to have people that support you in the way that they have. So I really appreciate them, and I want to give them a huge shout out. And I just want to say how blessed that I am. Now, let's jump into some talk about 2020. So I'm having a virtual party, and I want to invite you. It's my 3rd annual virtual vision board party on January 4th at 12 p.m. Central Standard Time. Come ready to plan and talk vision for 2020. You only need magazine, poster board, markers, pens, glue, and vision, of course. Don't come without no vision, sis. No. You can come. We're going to talk about it. And you can, you know, think of some things while we are in that session. It's going to be absolutely amazing. It's going to be so much fun. If you want to be a part of it, then just DM me the word vision on any social media platform. And I will get the link over to you. And you can register. Don't forget to connect with me on all social media platforms, Facebook, Instagram, and make sure that you subscribe to the podcast so that you can be one of the first to get the very episode that comes out next. So if you have been rocking with me for any amount of time, then you know exactly how we do it. We jump straight on into the topic, honey. So today's topic is 7 things 2019 taught me. So the very first thing that I want to talk about is the fact that it is better to give than to receive. Me personally, I have a gift of giving. I've always been a giving person. When I was homeless and at my lowest place in my life, I was still always giving and pouring out, whether it be my time, whether it be me volunteering, and even monetary donations, you know, spending time with people, speaking to them, listening to them, and giving them a word. That was me giving in that time. And sometimes I would do some things that were crazy, like crazy, but I was on it under the unction and the leadership of the Holy Spirit. Now, some people is like, why were you paying people's bills? You know, why were you giving large amounts? Why were you doing all of these things? Because I know that every single piece of time that I gave out and every single dollar that I gave out returned to me quadruple. And I know that in 2019, I experienced abundance and overflow because of the seeds that I sowed years ago. It wasn't just because of the years that I, the actual donations and times and volunteer that I gave in 2019. No, it was from time and monetary donations that I gave in 2014, in 2010, in 2009, and so much more. That those seeds, they were planted in the ground back then, and in 2019, I was able to reap the fruit thereof. So let me tell you that when you give, you have to give with an expectation of receiving nothing in return. You have to make sure that your heart is right. You have to make sure that your head is in the right place and space, that you're not just giving and doing just because you know that you're going to get something in return. Did I know that I was going to get something in return when I was sowing seeds back then? No, not necessarily. But now I know that because of those seeds that I sowed, it's why I reap the abundance that I'm reaping now. I did not know that. I was doing it out of the kindness of my heart. I was doing it because of my love for people. I was praying for people on social media for 24 hours at a time. I would just put up a post. Do you need prayer? Send me your prayer request. People would send me their prayer requests, and I would literally type out a whole prayers and send them to them. I would get hundreds. Do you hear me? Hundreds of prayer requests, and I was sending out prayers for 24 hours. My boyfriend at the time, I tell him, look, I'm about to go into my closet and I'm about to be praying for 24 hours. So I need you to be covering me, and I need you to have my back on this. And I need you to understand that I am going to be away for 24 hours doing what it is that God has called me to do. Was I doing that thinking that, oh, in 2019, I'm going to have an abundant life, or I'm going to experience this, or I'm going to experience that? No, I wasn't. I was doing it because God told me to do it. And I had an unction on my life. The Holy Spirit was leading me to do these things. So it's always better to give than to receive. always better to give than to receive, because your giving plants things for you. Your giving establishes something for you without you even realizing it, especially when your heart is in the right place. And that's key. That is key. Your heart must be in the right place when you are giving. And a lot of people scream, give your tithes, give your tithes, give your tithes, you know, pay monetary donations. But it doesn't always have to be monetary donations. There are so many things that you can do for the kingdom that does not require you to have any money. And someone would love it. Someone would appreciate it. And someone needs it. I was giving away my clothes when I was homeless. Do you hear me? I was giving away so much stuff. Always been giving away stuff. Always been pouring into my people. Always been showing up. Always. So you have to get that in your mind that you are going to serve. So I will even take this and change this. It's better to serve. It's better to serve than to receive. Because that's what I did. That's exactly how I came out the gate winning at the multitude that I have. In 2016, when I launched my t-shirt line and I sold over 40 shirts in 48 hours, I know that's exactly how I did it and how I won. It's because for years prior to that, I was literally just showing up and serving. Just showing up and serving. So this year in 2019, every quarter, I chose 3 to 4 organizations to give to, or I decided to do a giveaway for my followers. I, you know, sent 40 cases of water to Bahamas this year when they had, you know, their traumatic hurricane that came through there that they were not even almost prepared for. Sent them bottles of clean water. I've sent Flint, Michigan bottles of clean water. I have done so much and given so much this year. And I know that the place and space that I'm in now is because of my sowing. It's because of my sowing. So I encourage you to go into 2020 with a right mind, a right heart, and preparing to give. And I'm telling you that you will receive multiple. You will receive multiple. It will be multiplied. Whatever it is that you give and you put out there, you will receive double for your trouble. I promise. Hey sis, hey, are you enjoying the podcast? Is it a blessing to you? If so, please consider a small monthly donation to help sustain future episodes. If you visit anchor.fm/Tia-Pew, you can sign up to give a monetary donation of 99 cents to $9.99 a month. It will be greatly appreciated, and you will be guaranteed at least one episode a month and given the opportunity to win a customized video message from me. So go ahead, head over to anchor.fm/Tia-Pew to sign up today. So the second thing that I want to talk about that I learned in 2019 is the fact that God is truly faithful and just. He will do exactly what it is that he promised he will do, and his word will not return unto him void. It was 2010 when I truly decided to give my life to the Lord. I was tired. I was running. I was so lost. And I wanted to be found. I wanted to be found so bad. So I was searching for God. I was looking for God. I was thirsting after God. And, you know, it was in such a dramatic way that it happened. But now I realize that it had to happen like that for me to truly get my life in order. because I was a rough girl. I was selling drugs. I was head of fight gangs. I was, you know, orchestrating like stealing operations. I was in college and, you know, we would be leaving on the weekends and we would go to the malls and we would steal high end purses. We would come back and sell them. And, you know, we would do all kind of stuff. We would go to the Walmart. We would steal bottles of alcohol. We would sell those. We were doing all kinds of things. And I was tired because none of that was fulfilling me and none of that was what I knew that I was called to do. I always knew that there was something that I was truly meant to do, but I did not know what it was. So I knew I had a power of influence. I knew that, you know, I could rally people together. I knew that I could start movements. I knew all of that, but I was starting every bad movement, right? It was nothing good. But in 2010, as soon as, you know, I gave my life over to the Lord, he told me exactly what it is that he wanted me to do. He said that I would speak to a multitude of people. And I was like, hold up, what? Bring that back. You might be tripping, Lord. I know we just really met, but you might be tripping. Because I was in such a place and space where I felt like that would never be possible for me. That was something that it just couldn't happen for me. Right? I had put myself in a box and I said, you know, this, and this is what can happen for me. And outside of that, nothing is reality. But God told me different in that basement, on that floor in 2010. He told me that, you know, he was calling me to do so many different things, and that one of them was to speak to a multitude of people. Fast forward to 2019. Every single day I speak to a multitude of people. It's so funny how his word comes to pass and how it is real. You know, I never thought that I would be in the place and space that I am in now. I never thought that I would lose the people that I lost. I never thought that I would be disconnected from some of the people of my past. But I now realize that that was the best thing for me. In order for God to fulfill his word in me and to do what it is that he wanted to do to me, for me, and through me, I had to let go of some of the people from my past, and I had to learn new things, and I had to do things differently, and I had to change my mindset, and I had to be renewed, and I had to be healed. So it's so many different things that I've gone through in order to get to where I am now. And in 2010, I never thought that I could be in this place. I just knew that that day when I heard that he had the wrong person in mind, that he had mistaken that message for somebody else. And, you know, he had to repeat it to me, and he did. He repeated it to me. And with him repeating it to me, I said, okay, I need some answers. So what does that multitude mean? Like, can I get a number? And he came back with the multitude. So a multitude isn't necessarily a number, but it's a large group. It's a large group, and I didn't feel like I was equipped to do that. I didn't feel like I was, but throughout the years, things have changed, and, you know, things have grown and things have expanded in a way that my mind never even thought of. Never could I ever have imagined that this would be my life right now, but it is. And I'm grateful and I'm thankful that God's word did not return unto him void, but it has accomplished and is still accomplishing every single thing it is that he has sent it out to do. And I'm here to tell you that everything it is that he has promised you, everything that he's spoken over you, everything that he has granted you, to you, it will come to pass. Stay on the path. Stay faithful, stay prayed up, fast if you need to, do whatever it is that the Holy Spirit is telling you to do so that you can obtain whatever it is that God has for you. Because of your life, peoples are going to be saved. People's lives are going to be changed. Things are going to flip in their life in such an amazing way because of what it is that God wants to do through you and to you. And even though it may not seem like you are you know, experiencing all this greatness that God has spoken over your life now, you better believe, lo and behold, that He's going to do it regardless of whatever the enemy tries to put in your head. I bind it right now in the name of Jesus. It shall not take root in your mind, your heart, or your vision, because that's exactly what the enemy wants you to do. He wants you to doubt God's word. He wants you to doubt everything it is that God has spoken to you and told you. But I am coming to confirm and tell you that it will come to pass in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. I promise, sis. Stay faithful. Stay committed to the process, because God is faithful and just to do that which He said He would do. So the third thing that I want to talk about that I learned in 2019 is that God is in control. Do you hear what I'm saying? I'm going to say it again just so this thing can get deep down in your spirit. God is in control. It does not matter what the doctor says. It does not matter what your spouse says. It does not matter what your friend says. It doesn't matter what your family says. It doesn't matter what that school said. God is in control. And at the end of the day, He has the final say. I experienced this in the matter that when my grandma had her stroke last month, they said that we needed to, you know, make a life-changing decision. And that if we didn't decide to pull the plug on her, that she would never be the same, that she would be in a vegetative state. She wouldn't be able to move. She wouldn't be able to respond, follow commands, this, that, and the other. But let me tell you, honey, how our God works. He worked it out to the point that she is doing every single thing that it is that the doctor said that she would not do. She is responding. She is moving her limbs. She is opening her eyes. She is, you know, following commands. She is breathing on her own, off of the ventilator, off of the life support, you know. So she has risen up the faith of the doctors. My cousin said, so she must be that 1% that y'all said, huh? The 1% of people that actually survive after this type of stroke. Yeah, grandma is that 1%, because back in the day, honey, my grandma was born in 1935. Back in the day, they didn't have all these means of technology and communication. All they had was God, right? All they had was God and their jobs. And that was, you know, like a little piece of something. It wasn't really anything. All they had was their faith. So I feel as though that all of those people from back then that, you know, came into the knowledge of who God was and grew a relationship with Him, they have such another level of favor upon their life that I don't even think that we can tap into. I know God is not a respecter of persons, but I feel like their relationship compared to our relationships with all of these distractions and technology is on 1,500,000,000. If that even is a number, which is not. But I'm just saying, I do feel like they were able to connect with the Father, connect with God in such a greater way back in the day because of their lack of technology and distractions. They had their Bible. They had their faith. They had their little piece of whatever job it is that they had. You know, they had their siblings. Back then, they had large families, you know, and that's all they had. So they were able to create a greater relationship with God than we could ever possibly imagine. So I saw God in full action. Full action in 2019 to see that He is in total control, and it does not matter what anyone else says. If you believe and if you pray and if you have a relationship with Him, then He is able to do the impossible. So you continue to believe in whatever it is that you are believing in. If you're believing for a healing, if you're believing for a miracle, if you're believing for a sign, continue to believe in that and not necessarily believe in what it is that the world has told you, because God can do the impossible, and us, we can do the impossible through him. Okay, so continue to trust and continue to know that regardless of whatever the situation may be, whatever it may look like, God is in control. Have you run across a moment in the podcast that you really love? Well, share it with me on Instagram at Tia Pugh Talks. I want to shout you out, girl. Let's get back into the podcast. So the fourth thing that I learned in 2019 is that I'm right where I need to be. A lot of times I beat the heck out of myself because I'm like, girl, you could have been so much farther along. What are you doing? What have you been doing? You missed out on X, Y, and Z opportunity. How could you have let that pass by? But I have to silence my own thoughts sometimes. And I have to tell myself, you are right where you need to be. So I want to encourage you today. You might be in a place and space and you may think, I shouldn't be here still, or I should be far gone from here. But you may be strategically in that place for a reason and only for a season. So don't get upset and don't move too fast without consulting God. Because me, myself personally, I've been known to be the girl that moves really fast and moves in the wrong direction because I feel like I should be doing this, or I should be doing that, or I should be here, or I should be there. So if you feel like that, if you have felt like that in 2019, then make sure that you spend time alone with God and truly consult him to make sure that you aren't making irrational moves because, you know, you may feel uncomfortable. Sometimes we're in a place of uncomfortableness because he wants to do something in us. He wants to change something in us. He's stretching us and pulling something out of us. Lord, do I know about being uncomfortable? It was very uncomfortable to be homeless for over 5 years. I didn't sign up for that and I did not enjoy it. But while I was in that place and in that space, I got to know God. I got to know God in a greater way, and I learned how to pray. I learned the word. I learned how to break down the word. I learned how to, you know, break down the word to the point where other people can understand it, basically break it down in layman's terms. I learned the right translation for me to be able to understand it. I mean, I learned so much in that time because I literally didn't have anything but God. So that's who I turned to, and I learned so much. And so now I'm able to take that with me at different places and spaces, because during my lowly time, when I was down, when I was out, when, you know, I was depressed, I learned all of these different things. So in 2010, when God told me that I would speak to a multitude of people, I didn't understand what I was supposed to be speaking to these people. I didn't know what I was supposed to be telling these people because I was thinking, well, I don't have any experiences or I don't know anything. But it took me being in an uncomfortable place to be able to learn some things, to be able to tell them, and to be able to experience some things and just experience God for myself and not just say, well, such and such told me this about God. No, I have my own personal experiences with God that I can tell people about now. So just because you are in a place where it's stretching you or it's making you uncomfortable, it doesn't necessarily mean that it's not of God. It could be a place where God has you in that season to be able to stretch you and do what it is that he wants to do inside of you. So make sure that you aren't making any irrational moves and moving out of position before it's time, because I have been known to be that person. I have been known to be that person to be making moves that were not instructed by God, and I knew darn good well they weren't instructed by God. But you know, I was uncomfortable, and I was like, I gotta get a resolution. I gotta get a resolution right now. So I made some very dumb decisions. Yep, I'm gonna say it: dumb, stupid, and uninformed decisions. And it got me in some mess. Do you hear me? It got me in some serious mess. So I want to forewarn you and tell you that you could very well be in the right place at the right time right now. And you trying to move could be the most detrimental thing for you. So make sure that you consult God and you get the go ahead and the okay to make that move. The fifth thing that I learned in 2019 is that it's okay to say no. Yeah, it's okay to say no, and it's okay to say no with no explanation following it. A lot of times when we tell people no or we say no to certain things, we feel as though an explanation is necessary or mandatory behind that. Your no is as good as a complete sentence. You don't have to say anything else behind that or after that. Because a lot of times we are undercover people pleasers. Yes, I said it. Undercover people pleasers. And we say yes to so many different things, but we neglect ourselves in the process, and we don't think about ourselves and the things that are mandatory in our lives versus the things that we said yes to that aren't mandatory in our life. So you have to make sure that you are clear on what you have to get done, what you have to be committed to, what you have to volunteer for, and what is going to be additional to that, that you are going to actually be able to fit into your schedule. I find myself overbooked at times. I do. And that's because I lack the ability to say no to certain people and certain things. But I've learned that by not saying no on the front end, then that can possibly be detrimental to my relationships in the long run, because I'm not able to commit in the way that I would like to commit. So therefore I have to come back and say no later on, which, you know, may put strains on my relationships or my friendships. So it's better for me to just say no in the front end than to have to say no in the back end. And it will save you so much stress and so much heartache and so much pain. So it is okay to say no. So going into 2020, I want you to get in your head that it's okay to say no, and you don't have to explain your no. You can say no and just be done with it. You can say no and be completely over the conversation. Okay, they can say, hey, can you come to this? You can just say no. Hey, can you volunteer? Hey, no. Will you be able to? No. Can you know? You know, just say no. And if they ask you for an explanation and you feel led to give an explanation, then you can do that. But I'm telling you that you don't have to give an explanation. So if they say, hey, well, why? You can say, you can tell them the reason. You know, I'm busy, or, you know, I have a prior engagement, or, you know, it doesn't fit in my schedule. You don't have to go into, oh, well, I gotta go this, do that, and this. You don't have to break it down like that. You can simply say, I have a prior engagement. You know, I have something else that I already have planned. I'm not gonna have time. It's gonna make me be overbooked. You know, you don't have to go into the nitty gritty and the super, you know, details of it, but you can just say no and say, this is why. If they ask you and you feel led to give an explanation. And maybe you don't feel led to give an explanation. And with that, you just basically leave them on read. No, I'm not going to tell you that. You just basically, you know, say, you know, I don't feel as though I have to tell you why. Simple as that. And that's not being rude. You know, they may take it as rude, but that's not being rude. That's just, you don't feel led to tell them why. You don't owe anyone an explanation but God. Okay, if it's your mentor or if it's somebody that, you know, you have already committed to, then yes, maybe you need to tell them the reason why or this, that, and the other. But your friends, you know, some, even some family, you don't have to give them this whole detailed explanation as to why you can't come or why you can't go or why you can't volunteer or why you can't be present, because that can even lead you into a downward spiral of stress and depression and anxiety, having to, you know, answer that or give all of your information out. You don't have to do that, sis. Don't stress yourself out in 2020. Just say no. Did you know that via the Anchor app or via anchor.fm, you can send me direct messages in response to the podcast episode? If you didn't know, now you know, sis. So if you want to second something that I've said or want to share how the podcast has helped you, then go download the Anchor app or visit the podcast via anchor.fm/Tia-Pew to send me a message. Hey, I might decide to feature your message on the podcast. You never know. Listen, sis. So the sixth thing that I learned in 2019 is that you better do your best to live as much as you breathe. And I will tell you that in 2019, I did just that and more. It was absolutely phenomenal. I was busy. Do you hear me? I was a little bit of everywhere this year. So in January, I started out in Vegas and I went there for my 30th birthday. Whew, Lord, Lord, Lord. I'll tell you that I will never forget my 30th birthday. This was the first time I had ever been to Vegas and I had the most fun and some of the best laughs that I've ever had in my entire life. So I came back from Vegas after my birthday, and in February I was supposed to jump right back on a plane and go to North Carolina, but your girl got sick. I got sick more times this year than I've been sick in the last 10 years, and it all started in February. It all started after my birthday, coming back from Vegas. I don't know if it was the weather change or what it was, but I got sick then and I wasn't able to go to North Carolina. But in March, I made a major comeback and I went to Illinois and I went to Florida. And that was around spring break time that I went to Florida. And that was my first spring break in Florida. And it was off the chain. It was really, really good. And in April, I went to Illinois and Florida as well. So like that February, it set me back a little bit. But come March and April, like I was doubling up. I was killing it. And then in May, a friend of mine, former client and really, really, really good friend of mine now, came to visit me in Nashville, and we hung out for 4 days and we had a ball. She had never been to Nashville, so I showed her all around and she got to see so many things, and our feet hurt so bad and we were so tired and so worn out. We stayed up super duper late nights and had a really good time. And then in June, I took out and I went to Florida again. And I ended up jumping on a cruise. And I went to San Juan, Puerto Rico. I went to St. Martin. And I was supposed to go to Labadee, Haiti. But we ended up having a medical emergency on the cruise ship. And I ended up not going to Labadee, Haiti. But I'm going to go one day. You better believe that. So after all of those months of like hardcore travel, in July I decided to kind of take a break, and I just stayed home for that whole month, and I really relaxed and, you know, kind of tried to get my mind back together and get some work done and things of that nature, because come August I shot out to Atlanta for a speaking engagement. And then in September, I went to Minnesota. And then in October, I went to St. Louis. And then come November, I shot down to Florida again and jumped on a cruise ship. And I went to Jamaica in the Grand Cayman Islands. And then I came back and I had to head right out, not even a week later, going up to Illinois because my mother, my grandmother had that severe stroke. And so I literally just got back from there about a week ago now. So I have been around the world literally and back this year, and I have had so much fun. I have met so many people, and I'm really ready to just do it all over again next year, because in 2020 I have a ton of things planned. I have a lot of speaking engagements. I have some conferences that I'm going to be attending, you know, just to learn from, and I have some where I'm going to be going and doing some teaching, and I have some fun trips planned, and I am just ready. I am ready to hit the ground rolling all over again and to start this thing and take it back up even 10 notches. So I definitely encourage you to go out in 2020 and make it the best year of your life, and maybe take one or two trips if you can, and go to that place on your bucket list and experience it and explore it, and, you know, get the whole cultural vibe and see what they be doing over there and how they doing things, and enjoy yourself, live your life, sis. Have fun. So the seventh and final thing that I learned in 2019 is to expect the unexpected. So me, I like to plan ahead. I like to have things scheduled. I like to have things squared away. And I like to know exactly how things are going to run, how things are going to go in my business, in my life, you know, and in my schedule. But I learned in 2019 to plan, but to expect the unexpected, because a lot of times we like to plan ahead and we like to schedule things and we like to get things all nice, neat, and in order, but things happen. Things happen, and you have to be okay with that sometimes, that things aren't going to always go as you have planned them. So I could plan all day, we could plan all day, and things still not go the way that we planned them to go. So be content and be okay with things not going the way that you planned them to go. Don't get your expectations too caught up in the fact that things didn't go the way that you planned them to go, because there were numerous of times then things happened this year that I did not plan for, I did not make time for in my schedule, and, you know, things had to be rerouted, things had to be changed, you know, clients had to be moved around, they had to be willing to be understandable, you know, so many things happened that I didn't allot for. But with that, God gives us grace. God gives us so much grace, and he shows us so much mercy. And I am so grateful, and I am so thankful for his grace and his mercy and his abundance that he is still even bestowing upon me. Because honestly, I don't know how I would have done a lot of the things that I did this year had it not been for him. And had it not been for me having to totally rely on him to work it out. So you can plan ahead, sis. You can put things in place. You can put a backup on top of backup plans. But even with that, still expect the unexpected at all times. Hey sis, hey, I'm your host Tia Pugh. Thanks for tuning in to another episode of Tia Pugh Talks the Podcast. I really appreciate you listening. Come over and connect with me on Facebook and Instagram at Tia Pugh Talks. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast to be one of the first to get notified of new episodes when they drop fresh off the press. Let me leave you with this. God creates the plan. The best thing you could do is get in relationship with him to discover it, then follow it. I love y'all so, so, so very much. I hope and pray that this podcast episode has inspired you, pushed you, and enlightened you. Until next time, peace.